blogtalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control, bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to log on, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
If you do, you can sign up for the updates. And anything that happens, like possibly a new affiliate for us, we'll let you know.
Maybe.
We would let you know that I saw that there was a new Shriner on today. I was like,
right.
Good, new Shriner. I hadn't seen this picture. This is how I find out about what's going on the show, too. So sign up like me.
Yeah, and join the updates online at freetalklive.com.
That's right. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can log on at freestateproject.org.
So 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. You got anything hot, Manwich?
Yeah, I got something.
All right, what do you got?
It's the most deadly day in the U.S.
Didn't we already talk about that?
We briefly.
Oh, okay. Well, what else do you have to say?
I didn't read
people died.
I did not read the article.
Okay.
Okay, well,
I don't know. Is the article worth reading? It doesn't say. I mean, where's the controversy, I guess? I mean, then we're just going to get back into the war discussion, right? And we already all agree on that. And none of the pro-war people ever want to call into this show because they're scared S-less that we're going to knock them out with our intellectual prowess.
Please.
Well said.
Nobody calls. There's got to be somebody. I mean, considering that George Bush's approval ratings hovering around 50%, up a little, down a little, up a little, down a little, there's got to be somebody listening to this broadcast that thinks the war in Iraq is just a peachy keen idea. Although we did have somebody, I think we did have somebody call a couple nights ago that thought it could be run differently. So I guess we have sort of had although we got him to agree with us that we shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Okay,
so
that's true.
I mean, we really haven't had a hawk call this show in a long time.
Now,
yeah.
So, one was Billy, I think.
I feel bad that 37 people died today.
I have another article here for you. I think this is mildly interesting. It won't get us very far, it is kind of interesting.
Okay.
One name is all a coach needs. Caitlin is such a popular name among teenage girls at the Reno Galena High School, according to the NevadaPrep.com, used a starting lineup of four Caitlins and one Caitlin spelled with a K instead. So it is five Caitlins on the starting lineup for the girls' basketball team.
They should change the name of the team to the Caitlins. Yeah, why not?
I wonder what the Reno Galena Highs are. Like, are they the Howling Hyenas? Or
I don't know.
The Banana Slugs.
Right. That's Santa Cruz.
Yeah. UC Santa Cruz.
Yes.
That's
imagine
real?
The confusion whenever Coach Galena, the Galena coach, excuse me, Karen Friedel, called a starter by her first name. But the Caitlins and one Caitlin did well, apparently. They won by 25 points. It was 35 points, 65 to 30.
Well, yeah, it had to be an accident because, I mean, most times when you get the coach-player situation, don't they usually refer to you by your last name?
Yeah, I was always referred to by my last name.
By your last name, exactly. 1-800-259-9231.
Mine was usually an expletive of some sort. Hey! Fill in expletive.
That's a cute story. Not really an issue there, though. Man.
No issue.
Are you for or against school sports? I mean,
No. What about Caitlin's? People are so not inventive.
Yeah, why on earth? You're a parent. You bring a child into the world.
Mm-hmm. This very special, unique human being.
Let's see. What's everybody else naming their child nowadays? I think I'll go along with that.
And I can kind of get it, because I like the name Caleb, and that's very popular right about now.
It is.
You know, there's going to be a starting basketball team with, you know, this. In 5 years, this Caleb story will replace the Caitlin story.
Yeah, we're going to have the Calebs and the Jonas.
Mm-hmm. And I can kind of get it, but at the same time, Jonah, you would have never heard of a Jonah when I was in school. I heard of one. But it's like a biblical name, you know? There would have never been a Jonah.
All right. So you're right. Yeah, people do kind of tend to congregate towards certain names, and the trends do change over time. So now I've found them.
Yeah.
I found the most popular and least popular names of 2004. You want to do it?
Let's do it.
Agamemnon. Least popular.
We'll do the most popular girls' names here.
He was one of the Pharaoh chiefs in... The the Golden Argonauts, the Argonauts legend.
I believe he was also a pharaoh.
I don't think so.
Okay, whatever.
Four, number 10, Abigail. That you wouldn't think would be...
I have a cousin named Abigail.
Really?
Yep.
That sounds like more of a, you know, an early 20th century kind of a name.
Does sound like a family name.
Yes.
Sarah is number 9.
You go with Abby at that point, too, so that's...
Okay, good point.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah is number 9.
Classic
that's,
number 9.
Yeah, that's yeah.
With an H or not?
Yes.
With an H.
Okay.
Hannah with an H.
Okay.
Number
what
7.
What else would you spell Hannah with?
Isabella.
Isabella.
With no H.
Number
what do you call her, Izzy?
6, sure. Olivia. Number 5, Haley. Number 4, Caitlin. There you go.
Sure.
Number 3, Emily.
Emma.
And number 2, Madison.
Yeah.
And then number 1, Emma.
Emma.
So, Emma slash Emily, I guess, two real popular names.
Really kicks butt.
Yeah. Here are the boys' names. Number 10, Connor. 9, Nicholas.
Connor.
8, Joshua. That's another classic. Number 7, Tyler. 6, Michael. How long has that one been on?
Well, thank goodness. I mean, at least...
Yeah.
Did you notice that the names on the girls weren't quite as ordinary? You know,
no, they weren't.
Jennifer's.
Right.
They weren't... I can't even think of the Michelle's.
All right, number 5, Matthew, another one that must be dominating the list for a long, long time.
Yeah,
another Ryan.
Ryan on there, number 4, 3, Ethan, number 2,
Ethan?
Adrian. Aiden, A-I-D-A-N.
Aiden.
That's one of those trendy names, right?
Yes, that would definitely
be. That's a trendy name.
Yeah, definitely.
And number 1, the most trendy name of 2004 is Jacob.
Jacob.
Yeah.
No Caleb on there, huh?
No Caleb.
Mm. No, afraid not. And then the least popular. this is the fun ones here.
They have to show up on there. Here's what I don't understand is, because some people made their kids some really crazy things, like trout fishing in America. You know?
Or Frank Zappa's daughter, Moon Unit.
I mean, she would have to make the list, right? What qualifies as the least popular? Do they have to get at least 5 people in the U.S. named?
I don't know.
This?
Maybe just one. Maybe just, maybe
those
just
are
one
some
name.
Good names.
I'm going to save the girls for last because they're the best, in my opinion. The least popular boys' names. Now, this is like, I guess, from some federal registry. When you get your birth certificate, it goes into some federal government program takes care of this. And maybe it's the one.
Julia Roberts just named her little boy Phineas.
Hmm.
Yep.
I believe
she's got to be the only Phineas that Adolf has to be one.
Yeah.
By the way, Adolf has to be on the least popular names.
Yeah. Actually, it's not.
It's Scrote
is.
No, Scrote.
Scrote.
I remember Lionel, another talk show host, did one show on just weird names one time, and it was one of the funniest hours of talk radio that I'd ever heard. If we get on more affiliates and have more listeners, we'll do that. We'll do that topic too because that's fun. One of the ones he brought up was Shatita.
What? No, I'm not kidding this. Right. This is the God's honest truth. Somebody told me the story about he had played football with 2 guys in high school, and it was here in the Tampa Bay area,
mm-hmm.
named Orangelo and Lamangelo. And if you spelled their names, it was Orange Jello and Lemon Jello. I knew a guy.
Were there
named,
2 L's? Was it 2
I
L's?
I didn't see their names actually written, but he told me the story.
Right.
I knew a guy. This one I know for sure. His first name was Devious.
Wow.
Devious.
Wow.
Black guy.
Uh huh.
I also met a guy from Vietnam. Boy, I'm not going to risk our FCC licenses. PHUC, and then like a buoy that floats in the water. Yeah.
Buoy that floats
like
in
a
the
buoy.
Water.
Like his,
right.
his last name was like Buoy.
Okay.
And the first name was PHUC.
So as though he was doing that to a boy or something like that? Is that the
No, that would be
no.
a
that would
it's a yeah. it's a derogatory term.
Yes.
Buoy is a derogatory term. Huh.
No, the whole thing would be a derogatory term.
Okay. 800-259-9231. Well, we can't pronounce it, though.
Right.
No, we can't.
Okay. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the least popular boys and girls' names of 2004 next, unless you want to interrupt the show and take control. You could do that. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. So dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. Get interactive with us online at freetalklive.com, and you can tune into the live stream. Maybe your local radio station, you're just on the outer edge of their signal. You can't stand the static. Log on and tune in. It's free. There's no membership fees. Nothing like that. Maybe you're visiting some friends and family. Come home and we're not on in your local area. Tune in at freetalklive.com. And also call your local talk stations and ask them very nicely to add Free Talk Live all six nights per week. We'd really appreciate that. So again, log on at freetalklive.com. Talking about the least popular baby names, we gave you the most popular baby names, and those are somewhat interesting. But these, these are fascinating. And whether or not they're true, I mean, we're not really sure, but they sure as hell are funny. So we're assuming that these are for real. They allegedly come from some government listing. When you have a baby and you name it, it goes on the birth certificate, and a copy of that goes to some government office, and they.
But because we're libertarians, we don't believe anything from the government.
you question everything. Not necessarily that you don't have to believe it, but you should question it. So you should question this list, but enjoy it at the same time. And if you want to comment or change the topic, 1-800-259-9231. So here are the least popular boys' names for 2004, and it doesn't appear that there are... Maybe there's an order to this. I don't think so. I think these are probably names that only one person in the U.S. has or something like that. Beelzebub is one of them.
Come on. Somebody name their kid Beelzebub.
Why not? I mean, I wouldn't do it, but I'm sure there's some Satanist out there who is proud of that name.
Sick man.
Agamemnon.
Agamemnon. See, now there's a nice Greek name from Greek legend.
Poor Horatio.
Horatio.
Who has the only actual... name that you have heard before on this list.
I heard of Agamemnon. Okay. I just hadn't heard of anybody called Agamemnon.
Right, right. How about Humperdinck?
Oh, that's a great name. Like the Engelbert variety.
Right.
What do you call your little boy that you've named Humpy?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Humpy.
Humpy. Or just Dink.
Hawkweed.
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 Come on, Hawkweed?
Hawkweed.
What does that mean?
Milkman.
Milkman. Funny. That
oh,
is not
bad news.
Funny.
Donald Duck.
Come on. Oh. These people are
that
not
one's almost unbelievable.
Completely inappropriate. Yeah.
Can you imagine that, man? Being the first day in kindergarten.
Donald?
And they're reading. Yeah, their teacher is reading the class roll call. And it's your first day in school, and that's when everybody gets to find out what your name is. Donald Duck.
Susie? John?
And
Donald Duck?
Someone that, named their
yeah,
kid.
You can kind of see what it was like for me, you know, when they called out Manwich.
Oh,
sorry.
That's why this is so personal to you. That's why you take this so seriously. All right. How about Purple? Purple, a boy's name. Purple.
Purple is a boy's name.
Yeah, that's not
purple. I would have thought purple was a girl's name.
I would think
honestly.
So, too.
Sure.
Armageddon.
Armageddon.
That says something about the process the woman went through, right, to have the kid, Armageddon.
She's happy about the whole thing.
And then two names right next to one another. Must have been twins, Humpty and Dumpty.
The parents must have fallen off a wall.
Pork.
Pork.
Pork. Scratch.
That's an awful name.
Groin.
Groin.
The worst name.
Scrooge.
Oh, man.
Nobody named their kid these. This is not true.
Acne. Somebody named their kid Acne.
Some evil person.
What are you setting your child up for when you name that?
Scrote. That's the best one there. Scrote. All right. Now, if you thought those were bad, wait till you hear the least popular girls' names for 2004. We'll start with Rack.
Rack.
Rack. Crumpet.
Well, Crumpet's kind of funny.
This may be my favorite. Rumpy Pumpy. Now, how could you fake that one up? I mean, if you were faking this list, I could understand that you could fake Donald Duck or Scrooge or Pork. But how do you think
Rumpy
of Rumpy Pumpy?
Pumpy. Rumpy Pumpy.
R-U-M-P-E-P-U-M-P-E-E. Rumpy Pumpy. A girl's name. Rotten Dash Tomato. Rotten Tomato.
Name your child after a website.
Cabbage. Plug. Apparently some of these people like naming their kids after vegetables of some sort. Parsnip Chops.
Good one.
Oh, potato.
Vegetables are good.
Pillage.
Pillage.
Someone named their little girl Crotch in 2004.
Another Crotch?
Crotch.
Wow.
I wonder, it was Rack earlier.
I wonder if Crotch is the sister to Groin.
Yeah, Groin. Yeah, it could be. Willie. Someone named their little girl Willie.
Willie.
Cannelloni. Cannelloni.
Cannelloni.
Cannelloni. Lasagna.
Mmm.
Tasty. Those both sound like food to me.
Condensia. Like condensation, sort of? Condensia. Bucket. Spot.
Bucket. And Biff.
Yeah, Biff. The least popular name. The least popular name.
These are all made up, folks.
I don't
care. Do not believe this nonsense. This is not news.
I don't care. I haven't laughed this much all week. 1-800, thanks to the voice of reason.com for that list. 1-800.
Pumpy.
Rumpy Pumpy.
Rumpy Pumpy?
Yeah, like Rumpelstiltskin, but with Pumpy on the end of it.
Rumpy Pumpy.
1-800-259-9231. See, we're not all serious on this show. Anything really does go on Free Talk Live. So, Jason,
yeah,
where are we going next? What else we got here tonight?
I've got a little story here. It's chuck another notch in the L column for the gay rights activists.
Okay,
as
that's
opposed,
not good.
Yeah,
They don't really do very good anyway. The Gay Rights Advocates. Although they do run Hollywood, let me tell you, they've got all the little sitcoms.
Mm-hmm. There's gay people on every one.
They certainly have their lifestyle thing going on sitcoms.
Right.
Yeah, they do.
I wonder what the least popular gay names were for 2004.
Hank.
I don't think that there are gay names, are there?
I don't know. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess you couldn't claim that your kid was gay after you...
I mean, the least popular names given by gay couples?
Maybe.
That adopted,
maybe.
Clearly.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. All right, I'm sorry, go ahead. Sidetracking.
All right, well...
I just can't get away from Rumpy Puppy.
Well, three gay couples, they dropped the lawsuits challenging the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, saying they don't want to risk having a conservative U.S. Supreme Court set legal precedent by rejecting their cases, which, given the current climate as far as gay rights go...
Probably a smart move.
Pretty safe to assume that would happen.
Right.
Well, these suits were brought by gay couples married in Massachusetts and Canada who wanted Florida to recognize their marriages. Not likely
in
the first place.
Yeah, you came to the wrong state.
Yeah.
Right. And Florida...
Of course, if they got it on the ballot, then they'd probably get away with it.
Good.
Because it appears that everyone in Florida just votes yes on anything that's on the ballot.
That is true. Now, I don't think that would be the case here, though.
Man. They haven't voted no in the past 4 years on anything.
Yeah. I think that's correct. voted the high speed monorail.
Yep.
And then the amendment to get rid of the monorail came
up. Didn't they even do the pig cage thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, that one was just the most asinine, and they did
that
one.
Totally. Anyways, Ellis Rubin, the couple's attorney, said the key in the decision was the Supreme Court's recent refusal to hear a challenge to the Florida law that bans gays from adopting children.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, that ruling strongly suggests that our case would not be favorably received.
You know, I'm sorry, you've got comments.
Oh, no, go right ahead.
Well, bring your comments back and recap in just a moment. 1-800-259-9231. I think that the gays need a change in strategy, and I'll explain that coming up next. 1-800-259-9231. They picked the wrong party to align themselves.
They absolutely, yes.
800-259-9231. This is your show, though. If you want to change the topic, take control. You can do it. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it. In fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacral Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it. You put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away. You don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll-free, 1-800-737-9295, and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295, or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. It's the new year and a great time to restart your computer. No, I'm not talking about your Dell, but when we come back, some advice for reprogramming the hard drive in your head with Road Smarts. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Reprogram last year's bad driving habits with Control Alt Delete. Control Road Rage. Road rage is more deadly than the My Doom worm, but it's a virus you can prevent from replicating. Alternative vehicles, like Harleys and Suzukis, leave screaming cycling speeds to your Pentium 4s. With your increased numbers, 100% over the last 5 years, comes giga responsibility. Delete drunk driving. 1.5 million Americans were arrested last year for being under the influence, and one alcohol-related crash happened every half hour. Come on, Control Alt Delete. elite accident fatalities this year and arrive safely at home. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You take control, bring up anything at 800-259-9231 if you want to, or you can sit back and listen to us banter for the next hour and a half.
Namely.
Yeah, we're going to be here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to log on, get interactive on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got all sorts of features and content for you, including the very popular bulletin board system with hundreds of users and thousands of posts for you to surf around through and post in, or just lurk. A lot of people just lurk on the BBS because it's kind of like watching a car wreck in a way, in some cases.
In some of the forums, yeah.
Well, some of the people posting on there are definitely mental car wrecks. but that's, we leave it pretty much unmoderated, so anything goes there, just like anything goes on the air here at 800-259-9231. Now, before we, just a moment ago, Jason, you were talking about the gay activists in this country have decided to withdraw a lawsuit.
That's right.
If I understood you correctly. They were going to be filing a suit against, was it Florida? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Against Florida's law that discriminates against gays from adopting. And they were also going to file some lawsuit in regards to marriage, right? Gay marriage?
The Defense of Marriage Act. As if marriage itself is under attack from the gays.
Now, didn't they already pass the Defense of Marriage Act in the 90s? Isn't that an old act?
I don't believe so.
Huh. I'm not too sure on that either. But anyway, they decided that they didn't want to go ahead and file this lawsuit because they figured the Supreme Court's so ultra-conservative, they're just going to shoot them down, and then that would set legal precedent.
Which is quite far from what they'd like.
Yeah, so they're just kind of, I guess, resting, and
choosing
hoping,
their battles.
Yeah, and hoping for a regime change. However, while the Democrats may be a little bit more friendly towards gay people, or appear to be, I think that they've been misled. I think that that gay people, and some of them have figured this out.
The Pink Pistols
have figured it out, and other, I think the outright libertarians is what they're called. Gay people need to join the Libertarian Party.
That's pretty clever.
Gay people need to join the Libertarian Party.
Absolutely.
Because the only way you're ever going to, as a gay person, you're ever going to have any sort of modicum of, well, freedom to be yourself and to be who you want to be and act the way you want to act, as long as you're not hurting anyone else, is to vote Libertarian. Is to advance the cause of liberty, not argue for more civil rights, not argue for special discrimination laws to be passed for you, because the more government you create, the more the government can be used against you. That's the ultimate problem, and it applies to everybody. I mean, if you want the government to do something for you, if you think that you deserve something and that the government should do it for you, then even if you manage to magically get what it is that you want from them, which is highly unlikely, and the reason
why people are doing it all the time,
the reason why it's highly unlikely is because you're not going to be the one who writes the law that gets passed. It's going to be written by a number of lawyer types, a number of people in office, and then it will be modified and modified and modified, and finally will pass. Maybe will pass eventually. And by the time it gets into law, it's not going to look anything like it did, even if you initially had some sort of say in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you got a problem right there. And then even if by some magical happenstance your law happens to get passed with some of the rules that you want, then it won't be enforced by you. And it won't be enforced by people who think like you. It will be enforced by basically hapless bureaucrats, people who don't care about customer service, people who don't care about providing people with a good experience. And so your government program that you helped create will become something completely antithetical in a lot of cases to what you had originally intended. The short version of that is you won't get what you want from the government. Your representatives can promise you up and down all day long that they're going to do something for you.
Sure.
They're going to investigate the situation, and they'll create a task force to look into this problem. And whatever the problem it might be, whether the problem is gun rights, whether the problem is gay rights, whether the problem is black rights, whether the problem is Hispanic rights, you name it. They can't get anything done correctly. They can't execute the war on drugs. We have more drugs. We have more crime. We can't execute the war on terrorism. It's just going to create more terrorism. This new war on tyranny that George Bush wants to create is only going to result in more tyranny for the United States and other countries. The government doesn't do anything right. And if you think they do, I want to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231. We had a caller last night who thought so. He was convinced.
I think that the gay activists are who got Bush elected.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I believe that that contingent, the moral majority contingent, it was a big war. I mean, this was the most voted in election in history. And I think that one of the reasons was they hyped up that whole gay marriage amendment thing, that George Bush was going to, we're going to protect marriage. We'll make sure marriage is just between a man and a woman.
Okay.
Then them dirty sodomites can get married. We're going to make, you know, and he got people to the polls that wouldn't necessarily, in my opinion, wouldn't necessarily have gotten to the polls.
So you think
protect marriage!
Right, so you think if they had kept quiet about the whole marriage thing,
sure,
it would have been an issue, and therefore less people would have turned out at the polls, and possibly George Bush could have lost?
I'm saying that's so.
Well, it doesn't really matter.
No.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter that George Bush is in office today versus John Kerry.
I'm saying
they're both the same guy.
The gays did push their particular what agenda that they were hoping for backwards.
That's interesting.
But can you blame them?
No, you can't blame them. They are trying to get what they want.
They're just trying to get a fair shake.
But they don't. Okay, you're right. They're trying to get what they want. They think that means it's going to be a fair shake. But they really need to start arguing the libertarian side, and that is, let's get the government out of marriage
altogether.
The government doesn't belong in marriage. Now, Manwich, you're getting married this weekend.
I am.
And you are going to have a government-sanctioned wedding.
I am.
And had you even brought up that option, the option of not having one to your significant other?
I did.
What was the response, if we can ask?
She was all for that.
So why didn't you do it?
Because of the insurance. You know, she has this super incredible insurance because she works for the state.
Uh-huh.
And she gets it for free. And if I'm married to her, I get super great insurance. So I don't know what super great insurance costs.
So they got you like 30 pieces of silver.
They did, absolutely. I've sold my soul for 30 pieces of silver.
You sucker. Sold your soul for little insurance.
But what am I losing?
Your freedom.
What? How have I lost my freedom?
You're contracting. You won't feel like you've lost your freedom. And if you don't get divorced, you probably won't ever.
Which means that you haven't. And, you know, I mean,
you've signed it away, though. You've signed some of it away.
We have different accounts on different stuff, though.
That's good.
You
keep
know?
It that way.
I mean, there's contractual agreements here.
Okay, that's good. I'm just saying, be careful. When you're bringing the government into your life, you're taking risk. And you're taking risk that may not be worth the reward.
It's my contention that, in fact, and in most states this would be true. It would not be true in Florida. But in most states, there's alimony and palimony and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you live with a woman for a period of time, she's your common law wife.
That's right.
Anyway, in California, you don't even have to live with her for a certain period of time. She just claim that, you know, however long.
Is it that way in Florida?
No.
Okay.
In Florida, you would. There is no such thing as common law.
Well, good, then I'm all right.
You're fine.
Yeah, I think that's crap. That's really a crappy deal right there, common law. I mean, I didn't sign any sort of agreement. How could you? It's one of those
situations.
But it's
a contract, a social contract.
Well, no, it's one of those. A social contract is a cheat. You're trying to escape getting out of the fact that I didn't sign it.
And if you have,
if you have
a ceremony,
contract,
she'll take you to court anyway. And win.
1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You comment, you change the topic, take control. That's why we called it Free Talk Live.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass, and much more. reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Take control of the show and bring up anything. Personal, political, something in between. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to log on, get interactive on the website at freetalklive.com. Everything there is free, including the archives. We're not playing any games with any $5 a month or anything like that. Although, if you want to make a donation, go right ahead.
It'd be greatly appreciated.
But we think you deserve some free archives, and so they're there for you. The last 6 days worth of them, all online at freetalklive.com. Let's go right to the phones and right to the fun. This is the show you can literally take control of. And Ian the Caller in upstate New York, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing, Ian?
Good. I heard you guys talking about George Bush earlier.
We were.
Yeah. It seems like your guys' tone has changed since you got in the GCN network. Guys are more, I would say, patriotic.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Are you saying our tone has changed since the time before we were syndicated versus now?
Or after.
We've changed since the beginning of when?
Yeah, you seem more talking to your audience now. I don't know.
Well,
because before, you guys were more to call people, your callers, to be like, you know, wackos and stuff. But now, basically, you're talking about everything that callers were talking about before.
Oh no! Well, we've called the people who are advocating that the Chinese military is on the southern border totally paranoid and nuts. Absolutely.
Yesterday,
yeah, that was yesterday. We won't hold back. It's just that the nutty people haven't been calling in as often. Ian.
Well, they see there's no forum here for chemtrails.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I mean, who wants to be called? Who wants to call in about chemtrails and get told that they're a whack job?
I was listening like last week. And you guys have a promotional commercial out, and
yes,
that was one of them.
Yeah, did you like that?
Yeah, that was funny. I was like, holy cow, that's me. I was like,
oh, yeah, that's right. You were in that promo. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, anyways, George Bush, like, I really think he's, like, the Fourth Reich. And, you know, with Iran and everything, I think he's definitely, like you guys were saying earlier, he's going to try to start the draft and all this junk. And I think it's really good to take action and how you guys promote it. And when do you guys plan on moving to New Hampshire? Because I live
there. As soon as financially possible.
Is it an expensive state to live in? Or?
No, not at all. It's just that I'm out of money right now. So, I mean, I could make the move, but I've got this whole studio thing. I'd have to rebuild the studio up there unless we could find an affiliate up there that would let us use their studio, and we're still working on that. So until this show expands, we're going to be stuck down here in Tampa Bay.
Ah, okay.
And we've all got loose ends to tie up anyway, so it's not like
I'm making good money, so I'm not pushing
you
at all.
As much as I'd like to, pack up and leave this weekend, there's definitely some loose ends around here that need to get tied up. It's going to be a bit of a process to get out. I mean, I've kind of started the process right now. Like last year, we had a garage sale, sold a whole bunch of crap.
Yeah.
This year, we had another garage sale and sold a whole bunch of crap, and so I'm kind of simplifying my life. You know, just trying to clean things out a little bit, and that way it'll be easier to move once the time comes. But why do you ask, Ian?
Oh, I'm just curious because I live near New Hampshire, and
are you a member?
Not yet, but I'm looking into it.
Well, is it something that you agree with? I mean, do you agree with the statement of intent that, you know, the government's maximum role should be to protect life, liberty, and happiness? Basically?
Yeah, I definitely agree, and I think it's a great idea for people of like minds to all get into one state. That way we can...
Plus, you might be happy to know that the New Hampshire legislature has just introduced a bill legalizing marijuana possession.
Really?
Yeah.
When they do that?
Just not very long ago. They've introduced the bill. It hasn't been voted on yet, though. So I don't know if it's probably a little too early for something like that to pass,
mm-hmm.
but you never know.
You never know.
The New Hampshire Underground is up there, and they are active, so they might be able to make a real difference there.
Now, isn't there something in the something where the federal government has oversight, and it doesn't matter what is with medical marijuana?
You're talking about there's a case right now that the Supreme Court has heard the arguments on,
mm-hmm.
and they're now waiting to release their decision or make the decision. Yeah, there is a major court case that's going to come down probably within the next few months. I mean, it could happen any time. Tomorrow, they could make the announcement on decision here. Well, you never know. If they decide in the favor of the federal government, then that will invalidate all of the state laws that have been passed and the resolutions that have been passed in favor of medical marijuana. There are 11 states that have passed resolutions like that. It would basically say that your laws mean nothing and the federal government reigns supreme. If the federal government loses in this case, then it'll be a major victory for states' rights. It will reaffirm that the state is, the individual states are the most powerful pieces of the union. And
which they ought to be.
Maybe that could start a bit of a return to federalism.
Hmm. Be great.
With marijuana, with the whole thing with making it a crime and everything, Dr. DuPont, I guess, was behind that because he was in it for business reasons, and he made the propaganda of being bad because marijuana...
That's true. The DuPont company was involved because they were manufacturing, their textile company, I guess,
mm-hmm.
and marijuana, or hemp, rather, is much more useful than the product that they were involved with, and so they wanted to outlaw it.
Yeah.
And too cheap to produce.
And it just so happened that the brown people were smoking it, so they made it into a racist thing as well.
Which always sells in Washington.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's a real the history of marijuana prohibition is a very sad and pathetic story, and it's something that needs to be ended because this war on drugs is insane.
No, with George Bush, did you guys watch his inauguration at all?
Oh, thank goodness I didn't. I might have blown my brains out. Ian, thanks for the call, man. We're out of time for you.
Right,
we'll talk to you again. You know, we're on six nights a week, 1-800-259-9231. Jason, did you see that? The inaugural speech?
No, I didn't see it.
I couldn't imagine watching that. I can't stand hearing that man talk. 800-259-9231. It's just blood pressure. I don't have heart problems, and I don't want any. We're going to come back with more. Your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'll tell you, I have lost over 40 pounds with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, and my energy level is just incredible. With me is Carla Jarrett from Vim and Vigor. Hey, last weekend, I helped my neighbor move. It took maybe 3 hours to move in boxes. Then I mowed the lawn, which I never would have done before I lost that 40 pounds. And then after that, I went ahead and did my 20 minutes of cardio.
Wow.
My wife actually mentioned that she was kind of amazed that I did all of that and just kind of kept going.
Well, that's great, and just as a reminder, there's no stimulants in collagenate.
Right.
So it's not that you're taking stimulants, it's more that you, because you've lost weight, you have more energy and you're feeling better.
Absolutely. I'm sleeping better, I feel better during the day, I don't get as tired in the afternoons, and I'm able to do a lot more. Collagenate is safe, it's natural, it's healthy, and it's helped me to lose over 40 pounds now. Call and order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-THIN. 800-622-8446. You'll get $25 off your first three-month order. Order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-8446.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The show you can take control of and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. Don't forget, you can get interactive online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. It proves that women actually listen to this show. Unlike a lot of talk radio, and not only do they listen, they're so proud that they're listeners, they took the time to send us their photographs. So you can log on and check that out. And ladies, you can also send us yours. And the details are all there at freetalklive.com. But we got calls rolling in, and these we go to them because it's the show about your calls. Brandon in Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Brandon.
How's it going?
On your mind?
I'm writing a report right now and for my school paper.
Okay.
And it's on a controversial issue. And I decided to write one about the Federal Reserve.
Mm.
Pretty good, pretty interesting story. I'm not even going to try and get into the details because it's pointless.
Okay.
However, I do want to know, does America need a gold standard?
I think America needs competing currencies.
Competing currencies? Like what they have with NorFed?
Well, NorFed's an example. They would be one currency, and NorFed is currently competing against the Federal Reserve notes. But there's no other, there's nobody else out there that has a currency, at least not that I know of. Now, imagine a NorFed, which is backed by silver and gold, versus maybe a currency that's backed by oil, you know, something else.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't it? What I'm trying to say is, you can expand your paradigm. It doesn't have to be silver and gold.
Yes, of course. But my question was, do we need something back? I did ask gold standard, but I wanted to go deeper. Do we need something backed by an intrinsic value? because I was watching this movie by the Money Masters, and I emailed them, and they said that we don't, because, and they make a good point, that any commodity-based money, including gold and silver, has the same fatal flaw. It does not respond efficiently enough to economic growth. In other words, when the economy grows, we might not have enough gold to print money to back. We might not have enough gold, so we have deflation.
Hmm. That's an interesting point. So, yeah, I guess the question is, are you saying there's something, like, intangible that could somehow back up a currency?
I don't know. That's the thing. I'm having this trouble figuring this out.
I'm sure the market can figure it out. I can't figure it out because I'm not a financial expert.
There's been a lot of growth in the United States since 1911 or whenever, 17, right. Whenever they changed it over. We've seen, you know, powerful growth here in the U.S. It's not like one can argue that... it's destroyed our
economy. I've got the answer, Brandon.
Okay.
You could just make what NorFed does is once gold or once the silver price reaches a certain level, the dollars, $1 becomes $2. So if you're really running out of gold, then that just means the market would respond to that. So if there's a shortage of gold, gold will become worth more, right? And so then your dollar bill, so to speak, might only be worth where it was worth like a tenth of an ounce of gold. It might only be worth a 20th of an ounce of gold.
So that would be inflation.
No, I don't think it would be inflation because it would still be worth a lot of money. That little bit of gold would be worth as much as twice as much of gold. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is such a complex issue, although it's simple at its basic level. You've got a chunk of gold, Brandon,
mm-hmm.
and that's worth $100. And then they decide that, all the mines are out. There's no more gold in the world. What's that going to do to your chunk of gold?
It's going to increase the value.
Exactly, but that's not going to make inflation necessarily. It's just going to make it so your money's worth more, therefore you could literally double the amount of money that you have. Get it?
I see what you're saying.
We're out of time, dude. 800-259-9231. I'm no financial expert. That'd be a great question for Harry Brown, though. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
If you're tired of...